The World This Week. Business.
Stock markets ended October on a positive note, but that was not enough to stop the month from being one of the worst for equities since the financial crisis. Markets were weighed down by investors' jitters over rising interest rates, the slowing Chinese economy, and uncertainty about global trade tensions. Some $5 trillion was wiped off the value of shares globally. The sell-off in tech shares was particularly brutal. The tech-heavy Nasdaq index fell by 9% during October.
America's economy grew at an annualized rate of 3.5% in the third quarter, driven by a surge in consumer spending that compensated for weaker business investment. The second quarter chalked up growth of 4.2%, which makes this the economy's best six-month performance since mid-2014.
Economic growth in the Eurozone slowed sharply in the third quarter to 1.7% year-on-year, compared with 2.2% in the previous 3 months. Inflation rose to 2.2%, the highest since December 2012.
Tensions surfaced between the government of India and the country's central bank. The finance ministry has been putting pressure on the Reserve Bank of India to ease monetary policy and lending restrictions. The bank's deputy governor warned of catastrophic consequences if the government tried to interfere with its independence.
The yuan hit its weakest point since the financial crisis, coming close to breaking the symbolic mark of 7 yuan to the dollar. China's central bank sets a daily peg around which the currency can trade. A weaker Chinese currency makes Chinese exports cheaper, a boon to Beijing in its battle to offset the Trump administration's punitive tariffs.
The main grievance behind those tariffs is America's accusation that China is stealing technology secrets. This week, the Commerce Department slapped a ban on American companies from supplying the components to Fujian Jinhua, a Chinese chipmaker that is accused by Micron, an American rival, of intellectual property theft. Similar American restrictions on ZTE brought that Chinese company to its knees earlier this year.
Investors breathed a sigh of relief after Facebook reported a solid quarter. Markets were keenly awaiting the social network's earnings after a downbeat assessment it issued in July about its business wiped billions from its stock market value. Facebook made a net profit of $5.1 billion in the third quarter on revenues of $13.7 billion. Both figures were up from the comparable period last year, though the pace of growth was the slowest for some years.